To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dave, when you think about a man who's lived without excess, reserved, a simple life, just give me one house, just a couple bedrooms, that's our president. Don't you think? Isn't he the main guy who lives his life that way?
Sure, absolutely. He's not one that, you know, material goods really mean something to, I think.
No.
You know, one or two pencils. We don't need the China policy. 37 pencils, get out of here.
37. It's a very interesting view of China, the president has. They don't have any gas, but they have a lot of pencils.
They run on lead.
Do they use the pencils to propel their cars? I'm just wondering.
Well, no, but we know they do so well on standardized testing because they've got number two pencils up, you know. I mean,
they do.
They never, you break a tip, boom, you pull another one out of the holster, you keep going.
Text me right now, 651-461-9226. Approximately how many pencils do you have at your house, your apartment, your condo, your cabin, whatever it might be? We actually have one. And I don't know how it ended up here, but Quentin is very excited about it. And he was updating his Christmas list last night using the pencil. So I know we have at minimum one here at the house.
Do colored pencils count?
No. We have a number of those.
Okay, standard number, pencil.
Just the standard number two. Because Quentin's art skill is excellent.
Good.
So we're just the number two. It's time. Everybody put down your notes. It's time to take a test. Bring out your number two pencil. What happened to the number one pencil? Was the number one pencil that bad?
I think it was the rough draft of a pencil. We gave it a shot and said, we can improve on this. And number two just seemed to be the one we stuck by for many, many years.
And did we ever advance to the number three pencil?
That's a good question. The art community might know more about the the number three, four, five.
Yeah. Let me know. How was my, I'm at the Western studio here. How's the volume? How's the sound?
Everything sounds good right
check.
Now.
Sounds good?
Yes.
Excellent. So text me approximately how many pencils do you have? Maybe apparently you're a communist and you have 37 pencils.
I've got a lot of pencils.
That's the factor. If you have a couple kids in school,
yep,
then you skew the polling numbers. How do you feel about skewing the polling numbers?
We're very heavy in pencils. You got to have some that are above and some that are below the average, and we are definitely on the above side.
When's the last time in everyday life you've used a pencil?
Oh, that's a great question.
I don't know if it's great, but it's relevant to the topic.
Probably the last time I was regularly keeping score when I was coaching baseball, I would use a mechanical pencil.
Yes, yes. Should more pens have erasers? You know, the pen is better, but should the pen have an eraser? Why don't we have more eraser pens?
I find that the pens that had erasers weren't very good to write with.
They weren't distinctive enough.
Well, you just didn't have the good ink flow. You had to push maybe a little extra hard. Yeah. They would dry out quicker.
I know this will shock you, knowing how particular I am about pretty much everything in life. I'm very particular about my pens. I like certain pens, and I'm genuinely dismayed and disappointed and dejected when that pen has to go bye-bye.
No, when you get a good pen, it really is a great thing. One that's got good flow, but not too much where, it rubs on your hand.
A good orgasm or a good pen? 651-461-9226. Dave, what are your thoughts? Which way you lean?
I'm just hoping for a pen.
All right, let's jump in to where we were going to start the show. Who's going to be the governor of the state in January of 2027? I think it's very germane. Jordana just had Dan Rosen on. She kicked her butt. We tried to get Dan Rosen on the show. She got it. I'll just point the finger at you.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. And it was a good interview. Listen to it all. Sharp guy. Our guy Luger, the last time we had Andy on, what was it, like 2 weeks ago? Had great praise for Dan Rosen. I heard nothing but acumen for the man. I listened. I heard, if you're paying attention, I didn't hear any new information. But again, tremendous recap. And if you were bothered by this story, and if you're not bothered by this story, what the hell's wrong with you? If you just want to be reminded about what started with Andy Luger, because I know Jordana mentioned Joe Thompson a lot. She did not mention Andy Luger enough. In fact, I don't know if she mentioned him at all, but it started with Andy Luger. And so do I think right now Luger and Thompson know the story better than Dan Rosen? Well, 100% they do. But they're not in the position. So getting Dan Rosen on is an excellent get. I'm not trying to downplay that at all. We were trying to get him. We'll try to get him a number of times. But it was a good review of how outrageous and insulting this story is. And for me, it's a little bit too of the New York Times story, where I can't tell you how many texts we got. Oh, why aren't you talking about it? First, we did. We had Tim Pawlenty on reacting to it. We had Kristen Robbins reacting to it. But again, to Andy Luger, and it started all under Andy Luger, who still is infuriated by what took place when we asked Andy, was there anything new in the Times story? No. Mm-mm. But, I mean, listen, there are times we all get to stories maybe right on or later, and if you get to it later and you're bugged by it, no problem. It's all part of the process. So this, I thought, would be a time to again ask. And let's go this way. Not who you want to be the next governor of the state. Who do you think will be the next governor of the state? Because I think our timing is right, Dave, with this story. And again, I was leaning another way, but Jordana, with an excellent booking of Dan Rosen, I thought, let's do this. We just had the first Republican gubernatorial debate on Monday. We chatted with Rochelle about that. So I think the timing is right. And I would say this. I don't think he should be running. Again, I've made that clear. I think Tim Walz should step aside. I think two terms is enough. I'm not accepting his explanation of, well, we provided all the information, and that's how the federal government stepped in. Sure, there's no doubt some of that information absolutely came from the different branches of the Walz administration. Clearly, to me, without a shred of doubt, more should have been put in place to stop this unfolding story. And we've laid that out repeatedly. So I think the Democrats, without a doubt to me, Dave, would have a better chance if another Democrat was running as opposed to Tim Walz. Do you agree with that premise?
I do, because every day that fraud is still in the news, and it has been for a long time, and it will continue to be, it just feels like that weight around, the albatross around his neck is just getting heavier and heavier and heavier.
Yeah. And along with an excellent review, which Jordan and Dan Rosen provided, we're not done. I mean, Joe Thompson on our show, what do we have Joe on, like three times, I think?
About that.
Joe Thompson, again, I'll repeat this. When I think the last time we had him on, and Jay Coles, who's an excellent reporter for KSTP, suggested the number $1 billion. That's when it finally came up. And too many people keep talking about $1 billion. You're not informed if you're saying $1 billion. Because Joe Thompson said, oh, no, we're headed to at least $2 billion.
You so major if you league know people, scoff at $1 billion.
Yes, he laughed at it. So if you want to know if people are paying attention, if they keep citing $1 billion, no. Get up to speed. Joe Thompson with us, I don't know, 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, you're right, just borderline laughed at $1 million and said, no, we're headed to at least $2 billion and not sure if it's going to be more. So if the Democrats offered up someone who is well-known, who could walk the line of, yes, the true lefties would like him, but also appeals enough to the centrists who are ticked off, and for all the valid reasons about all the fraud. It's way more than just feeding our future, by the way. It's the housing stabilization. It's the autism. It's who knows what else is coming. If you can find that right person, to me, without a doubt, they're in a better position. And one of the most obvious names is Steve Simon. I know there would be some pushback from the further right on some of the election accusations. I just don't think those folks would consider him anyway. So I think Simon would be a very good candidate from what we've seen so far. I'm going to stray from what I'm asking you, because what I'm asking you, who do you think will be the next governor? If I could pick someone, you know who I pick. Who would I select, Dave Hergen?
Dean Phillips.
That's correct. I think we're going to reach out to Dean for next Monday. We normally have Dean out about every 3 weeks. I would love someone who I've had a chance to get to know better and better the last couple of years. Sign me up for Dean Phillips 100 out of 100 times. And by the way, if we could find a center-right person, I'm open for that. Let me tell you something. If Tim Pawlenty ran as an independent, I would look long and long at picking Tim Pawlenty. On some issues, is he right to me? Sure. But normalcy, grounded in experience. Now, are there Republicans who are running right now that I would consider? Absolutely. Chris Maddow is probably at the top of the list for me. Listen, the thought of Donald Trump coming in as a disruptor, as an outsider, sure. Then he's become this cartoon character for me. I mean, the comments, when he's off the prompter as he was last night, just buckle up. Looney Tune stuff is coming out, including just racial animus coming out of him. But somebody like Maddow to come in and be a complete disruptor, who, by the way, isn't just a far righty and isn't so beholden to it, sure. Am I still open-minded to Damoth? Yeah. Kristen Robbins, I need to kind of see where Robbins is. Kendall Qualls, when he's run before, running for governor and running for Congress, just hasn't impressed me so far. You know, and I'm open to other people. If I had to say today who I think will be the next governor will be, I'm going to tell you in a second. And I want Dave to tell all of us too. But I want to hear from a ton of you. 651-461-9226. Who will be the next governor? By the way, Tim Walz counts. Okay. Him winning re-election counts. Let's pause, come back with more. You want me to talk a little water right now, Dave?
I'd love to know what kind of water you're drinking probably right now.
Right now. Right now, right next to me. Aquarius. Home Services at the home. Just little complications. That's why I'm involved with the home as opposed to 99% of the time if I'm in town. I'm at the station. I have been an Aquarius customer since 1993. Kathleen and I bought our first house. And right away when we were making some changes, we had heard of Aquarius. My father had Aquarius. And we added that Kinetico drinking water system. Right now, you can save up to 25% on the best drinking water system on the planet. Don't accept any substitutes. You know you've seen it at many homes. You've heard other people talk about it outside of myself, Dave included. Get that Kinetico drinking water system. Again, save up to 25%, but also the water softener for your dishes and for your laundry and for your shower. And consider it's going to be about 800 below the next few days. Make sure that furnace is working because they'll work with everything in your utility room. I'm talking about AquariusHomeServices.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Just experienced one of the worst events of my life. The gal picked up something for herself and a little hot chocolate for me, right?
That's nice.
I assumed it was on the table outside the office, and so I grabbed a sip. Oh, my God. It was some coffee, ginger spice thing. I need therapy right now. Oh, just disgusting.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Michelle has now come in with a note. You put it in the mug. Thank you. Oh, I had to drink that stuff. You're in timeout, okay? Go to timeout. Go to the chair over there. Yeah. Does that count if she put it in the mug? I suppose that's being nicer, right? Putting it in the mug?
I don't know if that's nicer or not. I assume it came with the standard coffee shop top.
Yeah.
I mean, that keeps it warmer. The mug probably lets the heat escape more.
In other words, she was trying to trick me into tasting something just nefarious.
I think that's it. Now you have an extra dish to do as well.
Yeah. The pencil community is come through, man. A lot of people have a lot of pencils, by the way. Minimum of 45,
woo.
52, 36. Man, I did not realize the pencil community was so large.
Very strong. Man.
Tim Walz will be the next governor of the state of Minnesota. That's my guess as of today. Again, let me be clear. I don't want him to run for re-election. I think he should step away. Two terms is enough. Too much controversy associated with this. It's time to move on to someone else. But he won last time, Dave, by 7 points. And as Tim Pawlenty has pointed out, and he's 100% right, The Republicans so far have demonstrated since his win in 06 that they don't pick good enough candidates and that the brand they are selling in the metro area where they need to garner some level of votes, they can't just get swamped. They keep offering people in two people who I think are genuinely nice individuals. Jeff Johnson, twice. Again, Jeff Johnson over Tim Pawlenty. You're kidding me. Now, Walls running the first time, and it's midterm of the Trump presidency in Minnesota. Walls probably wins, right? I think he would have, because, by the way, back then it was one Minnesota Tim Walls. It was the guy who I liked a lot as a center-left guy when he was a congressman. He clearly has moved to the left, much further left than I want him to be, but I want to see somebody. I want to see the Republicans. I want them to give somebody that a moderate like me, who in the last statewide race with the governor on the ballot in 22, I voted for two Republicans. Okay? I'm never voting for a buffoon like Donald Trump. But we just had Jim Abler on. We've had Tim Pawlenty on. We had Lisa Damoth on. We've had Kristen Robbins on. We've had Kurt Dowd on. All this in the last month. We've had significantly more Republicans on this show than Democrats of late. And all of those individuals I will consider. But if you're just going to appeal to the further right again, you're not going to win. So he is beleaguered. He deserves the scrutiny. He deserves the criticism. He's not willing to accept any responsibility so far. But if I had to predict today, I'd say Walls wins again. What would you say?
I hate to agree with you, but I have to. And for the simple reason.
Feels good, doesn't it?
It doesn't feel good. I don't like it, but I was thinking you were going to pick somebody else. So I was comfortable saying Tim Walls will be it simply because he has the D by his name. And if he's a candidate, if he doesn't back out or anything like that, as you've mentioned, every time we have Tim Pawlenty on, last man or last person to win a statewide election as a Republican. And with Donald Trump in the White House, we know what his approval ratings just keep doing. They just keep dipping and dipping and dipping. And this state, as Pawlenty will tell you, is not so much purple as it is blue with a little tint of purple.
Yeah.
I just don't think the Republican message, specifically if it is backed by the president, if whoever the Republican nominee is here, if they get the Trump endorsement, it just doesn't ring in the suburbs. And, you know, you can have outstate Minnesota all you want as Republicans, but if you're not making hay in the suburbs, you can't win. And they haven't for too long.
Let's run some text here. Rena having phone issues again.
No.
So we think we're going to chat with Rena, but who knows? Walls, I agree. Tim Walls should not run. We'll bring the other Dems down. Yeah, I mean, I'm the one who's been talking about 2-3 weeks. What's the scenario where he does not run? On Joe Thompson, he would not comment on the multi-billion-dollar prediction of the Trib Sunday. Well, he did with us. So whatever he said in that Trib story, he did with us. And it's as an ice cream place in Palm Desert once said, Dave, it's on the record.
It's on the record.
The Tribune article downplaying the amount of money fraud. I agree 100%. I was frankly stunned by that story. The Dems should run Dean Phillips hands down. Well, Dean Phillips has to make the decision if he can win. And the way the party is right now, as it leans as far left as it does, I don't see a scenario where he would get the endorsement. The primary, I think he'd have a great, great chance. Mike Lindell will win a landslide. That I can tell you. Okay, sure. Let's get to that one. number of people here saying Phillips and Pawlenty. They hear him so often in the show. Maybe they're influenced a little bit. But again, I'd have no problem voting for either one. I'm on the record on that. Lisa Damoth, somebody says. Anyone but the MyPillow guy. Hopefully Steve Simon for governor. If all stays in, Dean Phillips in the primary. Steve Simon. I'm so sick and tired of this fraud talk. It would be justified if Walz was doing nothing about it. Having said that, now the Republicans for governor are involved in a false narrative. It's time to look at other fraud in this country. You're tired of the fraud talk in this state where we're headed for $2 billion? My God. Please. What kind of deep lefty are you? Next governor, Lisa Daymuth. The fraud scandals will sink Walz, but his ego will prevent him from stepping away. Chad, if a Republican candidate would actually denounce Trump, they might have a chance. What's the likelihood of that happening, Dave?
Good luck.
No chance.
No. You can't. No, you can't chance. If you want a future in the Republican Party.
Walz and Ellison, a tandem, tough talk about fraud. Reality, I'm not sure. Trust me. If you've heard Ellison the last two times on the show, there were specific, direct questions, and it was pretty clear he wasn't pleased. I wasn't shy in asking the Attorney General his responsibility in this. More Maddle for governor. We're going to try to get Chris on again. I am very intrigued about him as a candidate. Wait, I might have a number. Yes, I do, Dave Aragon. I have a number where we can call Arena because she apparently has the only cell phone where just every couple days it stops working. Potentially, Rena Sargentopoulos when we come back.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.